Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. 6th to the 25th of December 1957. The Four Noble Truths. Sayadaw gave the extensive talks on the Four Noble Truths with their 16 meanings. Each truth has four meanings. These were delivered in Mandalay City. Some disciples transcribed into books and had two volumes. I had made these notes from the tapes directly. It was not complete translation and just for personal use. Every Buddhist should know the Four Noble Truths to become a true Buddhist, especially on the meanings of dukkha sakka, because in some suttas the Buddha himself mentioned that all Buddhas had arisen in the world, also for the future Buddhas, to teach dukkha and the ending of dukkha. Understanding of dukkha intellectually is also very important. We have to use it in everyday life for contemplation, for the development of love and compassion for oneself and others, to have sense of urgency, samvega, for transcending dukkha. Another important point I want to clear about is Sayadaw's teaching on wrong views. Actually, every true Buddhist teaching was the Buddha's teaching and not our own. In one of his talks, even Sayadaw emphasized it. He said his teachings were not his views and ideas. If they were, then they became a dharma, which meant not the teachings of the Buddha. It misrepresented the Buddha that the results of them were not good. All wrong views come out form the identity view, sakkaya ditthi. Some are serious ones and some not. For example, the fixed wrong views, niyata miccha ditthi. Here, fixed, means the results of these wrong views are rebirths in hells. These are, akariya ditthi, non-action, ahatuka ditthi, non-cause and natika ditthi, non-causes and non-effects. People believe in the law of karma have the basic right view. But they also have identity view. It's a type of wrong view hinder wisdom development. People have identity view can commit the five heavy karmas which leading to hells. Have identity view but also believe in karma and doing wholesome karma can take rebirths in the planes of bliss, sugati. So people have identity view and believe in law of karma can create wholesome and unwholesome karmas which can lead beings to the rebirths in bliss and misery. Here Sayadaw emphasized to destroy sakkaya ditthi, which is the seed of rebirths, both bliss and misery. It depends on what kinds of karma we create. At least becoming a Buddhist should have basic right view. Believe in the law of karma. Closing square bracket. 1. Dukkha Sakka, the noble truth of dukkha. 1. Palanata, palana atta, oppressive. The first meaning of the truth of suffering is palanata, which is oppressive. The mind and body oppress, torture and torment the owner who attaches to them. For discerning of their nature, the Buddha gave the analogy of a mother gave birth to a twin to represent the mind and the body. The mind baby was without hands and legs, and also with mental disability like a lunatic. So the baby was physically and mentally handicapped. The Buddha was very skillful in using metaphors, analogies and similes to teach people. The body baby was with blind eyes and had the disease of stomach problem. Why the Buddha gave these analogies? These twins were very similar to the mind and body. The mind cannot move by itself and has to depend on the body. So it had to be without hands and feet. The mind is also polluted with defilements and becomes abnormal. This is a crazy mind and like a lunatic. The body cannot see without the mind. So it was blind. It had to depend on the mind. The physical body was made up by rupa, form or matter. Rupa means rupati, to to be deformed or afflicted, disturbed, oppressed, broken. Rupa is so called because it undergoes and imposes alternation owing to adverse physical conditions. It is deformed by cold, heat, hunger, thirst, flies, mosquitoes, wind, sunburn, etc. So it is like a disease. Therefore, the body baby had stomach disease. For a mother, there are a lot of sufferings and difficulties to look after these two children all the time. Here the mother is someone who had and owned the mind-body, beings. Outside the Buddha's teachings, hermits or spiritual people were practicing jhanas, both material and immaterial jhanas. Some disgusted with the mind born as non-percipient beings that had only body and no mind. Some disgusted with the body born as beings without the body and only mind. Both groups missed the point and could not transcend dukkha. Nowadays, human beings are with over greed and selfishness and polluting the physical world, including one's own body and the environments. Therefore, the oppressive nature of mind and body become more evident. These are oppressive dukkha created by human beings unnecessarily. Human beings are becoming so crazy that take it as a pleasure and enjoyment, so silly. In this talk, Mogik Sayadaw mentioned about the whole picture with humor. By contemplating the oppressive nature of mind-body process in daily life can lead to strong samvega with the candor. Closing square bracket. There are two knowledges, Anubodha Jnana and Pativeda Jnana. By listening Dharma talks and study books, the suttas, and practice in accordance with the knowledge from the study and seeing impermanence. This is Anubodha Jnana. Pativeda is penetrating the truth of dukkha. Sayadaw talked about the analogy of the twin babies to elaborate the meaning of palanata. 2. Sankhatata, sankhata atta, conditions by craving, tanha. Mind and body are conditioning by tanha. Both of them are oppressed by tanha, the carpenter, the builder of the khandhas. In the beginning, Sayadaw mentioned two qualities for enlightenment. These are listening to the Sakka Dharma and wise attention, yoniso. By listening, Sakka Dharma and kalesas become dry out. It's like after drying out a wet log in the sun and burning it. After listening to Dharma talk and practicing with right attention, kalesas were brunt up. At the time of seeing impermanence is with the five factors of contemplative knowledge. At the time of seeing the ending of dukkha is with the eight path factors. This is seeing Nibbana. Sayadaw referred these points to Patthana Pali. Sankhare Vipassanti and Nibbanam Magasa Phalasa. Seeing the formation with insight and seeing Nibbana with the path and fruition knowledges. Palanata is mind and body which oppress the owner, the active part. Sankhatata is mind and body which are oppressed by tanha, the passive part. Beings get the khandhas are conditioned and controlled by tanha. Sayadaw gave a very good example of the ball player and the ball. Tanha is like the ball player and the ball is the khandha. 3. Santapata, santapa atta, burning with tanha fire. Khandhas are always burning with the fire of tanha. This was a very uplifting talk. Sayadaw emphasized that enlightenment was not difficult. Only need to listen Sakka Dharma, wise attention, yoniso, and bhavatabha, observe anicca continuously. He already sent disciples on the halfway. The other half was the duties of the disciples. Now was the opportunity for enlightenment. Therefore, they should not waste the chances here. If they missed it, and it would never come back again for them. Sayadaw's emphasis on this point was very important and had profound meaning in itself. To have a human birth is quite difficult because most beings are wandering in the painful existences, a payaboom. Even if the merits of wholesome Dharma could bring beings back to the human world, it is very difficult to have such a rare opportunity again. Closing square bracket. Bhavatabha, developing means, for example, of the four Satipatthana you can contemplate any one of them. Only seeing the kaya, body, vedana feeling, etc. is not developing yet. Seeing their both arising and passing away is called bhavatabha. It's not tarana parina if only seeing kaya, vedana, etc. It's only nata parina. It is not yet tarana parina by only seeing that much with contemplation. You have to discern impermanence. The real existence is only impermanence. Here Sayadaw mentioned how to listen Dharma. In the time of the Buddha, people got enlightenments by listening to the talks and at the same time observing the khandhas, and they realized Nibbana at the end of the talks. You shouldn't underestimate yourselves because many Buddhas had arisen in the past before. I.e., we had met with some of the Buddhas. Now you are born as human beings in a Buddhist country, and also have the chances to listen Sakka Dharma. You only need the development by contemplation. Now is the best chance for ending Dukkha. If you miss this chance will like a pebble has been fallen into the water and never comes out or rises up again. Also it's like food come near to one's mouth and suddenly falls to the ground. The nature of the khanda is to torture and for torture, active and passive. For these purposes we all have it. The khanda is always burning with fire, santapata. It's the fuel and 1500 kalesas are fire. Eradicate kalesa is like extinguishing the fire of kalesa. Extinguished kalesa is sa upadasesa nibbanadhatu, nibbana element with residue or kalesa parinibbana, the quenching of defilement. The arahant after dies is like the fuel become finished. After consuming of the fuel, both fire and fuel, is anupadisesa nibbanadhatu, khanda parinibbana, the quenching of the continuance of aggregates. Sayadaw gave the example of mind, body process were like fire and fuel, burning and substituting again and again never end. It's more evident in hell beings. They are suffering by burning and disappearing, reappearing and burning again and again until their unwholesome kammas are finished. Sayadaw in one of his talks mentioned some pitas, hungry ghosts, had a very tiny hole of mouth and always in thirst. But they never die until their kammas were finished. They were alive with kamma ahara, foods of kamma. So, kamma is one of the acintaya dharma, inconceivable. Four inconceivable dharmas were mentioned by the Buddha. 1. The Buddha range of the Buddhas. 2. The jhana range a person in jhana. 3. The mechanism and precise working results of kamma. 4. Conjecture about the origin, etc. of the world. Later some Buddhists, maybe philosophers and scholars, were thinking about the origin of the world. Instead of practicing for the transcending of dukkha, they became philosophers. They mixed the Buddha Dharma with worldly matters. 4. Viparina Mata, Viparinama Atta, changing dukkha. Torture by changing from aging, sickness and death. The five khandhas have the nature of change. Starting from the beginning of getting the khanda and aging and death come with it. It always has these two nooses of ropes to hang us. Whatever khanda you get has these two nooses. Another example is in the timber factory. The aging of the iron chain, jara, pulls the timber trunk, khanda, on the death of saw machine, marana, and cuts it into pieces. Sayadaw continued to talk about the process of the practice with Saka Nana, Kika Nana and Kata Nana. When arriving at Kata Nana, dukkha is ended, and no kanda is left behind. It's not nothingness. No dukkha left but sukha exists. The Buddha in the Udana Pali said that Nibbana was at the presence or really existed. Sayadaw gave the example of an ulcer. It's cured with treatment. First, it is painful, dukkha with the ulcer. And after, it is happiness, sukha without it. So it's not nothingness but has sukha. Another example is fire and heat. Fire is like kalesa and heat is dukkha without fire and heat is not nothingness. It becomes cool and peaceful. 2. Samadaya Sakka, the noble truth of the cause of dukkha. 1. Ayuhanata, Ayuhana Atta, creating or generating dukkha. This is a penetrative talk on Tanha, Samadaya. It gives someone fearful and disenchantment on Tanha. Tanha is the culprit keeping all the results of Kama in samsara to give Vipakavatas, resultant round of existence. In the Sutta Nipata the Buddha said, by not understanding on Tanha and beings were roaming in the round of rebirths. If penetrate Tanha will realize Nibbana. Sayadaw said, for someone the Buddha had arisen for him or not have to know in the following way. According to the DA process, Vedana Pakaya Tanha feeling conditions craving. This is so someone is not in practice that the Buddha had not arisen for him. Vedana Nirodha Tanha Nirodho, craving ceases with the cessation of feeling. This is so someone with the practice that the Buddha had arisen for him the differences between faith, sadda, and wisdom, panna, are here. The Buddha said, in all of the Dharma wisdom was the best because it could penetrate everything. I have to talk about the evil things of Tanha. With this and not wanting it will arise. We are educating for Tanha to arise in worldly matters. From parents to children are in this way. Sayadaw called human beings as the species pushing down someone over the cliff. If we observe the world today, the power of Tanha is stronger than ever. They are always talking about money and sensual pleasures in all media, never talking about moral issues which make human really a human. Human beings are always making companion with Tanha, sometimes with greed, lobha, sometimes with hatred, dosa, and sometimes with delusion, moha. Someone who does not practice always takes Tanha as companion. Ayuhanata, Ayuhana Atha, means Tanha always making arrangements for living beings not to separate forever from dukkha objects and matters. You will wander in samsara if you don't know about Tanha. You will realize Nibbana if you know it. Even spreading loving kindness, metta bhavana, Tanha can come in for making trouble. 2. Nidanata, Nidana Atha, Tanha is the cause of dukkha. It'll give every kind of dukkha to living beings who accept Tanha. Vedana Nirodha Tanha Nirodho, with the cessation of feeling and craving also ceases. Seeing feeling not exists and craving not arises. This is the arising of the five path factors. Tanha does not arise because of Magunga arise, and Vipassana is the cessation of Tanha by which is not arising. The five path factors are called the forerunner of knowledge, Pubbhaga Magga. The last knowledge is called the supramundane path knowledge and it completes with the eight path factors. 3. Samyogata, Samyoga Atta, fetters or yokes. Tanha, Samadaya, is entering a person to fetter or yoke him with dukkha like an ox. Taking any one of the khandhas with clinging as I, I am and mine becomes identity view. Sakaya Ditthi. Sayadaw talked about the vipassana processes and vipassana nana, seeing anicca, effect on kalesas. Closing square bracket. Vipassana nana only suppress the coarse and mild defilements like the jhana samadhi. Only the path knowledge eradicates the latent defilements, anaseya. Tana yokes the person with heavy loads like an ox. Sayadaw talked about how tana affects human begins in society with humor. 4. Palabodhata, palabodha atha, hinder or disturb. Tana samadaya hinders or disturbs a person to free from dukkha. In the beginning Sayadaw talked to people not to cling to the five khandhas as this is me, this I am and this is mine. Mind, body are arising by conditions and causes. Contemplate oneself and other things as sunatta, emptiness, and then you'll get the sunatta nana. He based on the sutta from Sutta Nipata, Maharaj's question to Buddha, and it was about sunatta. Palabodha means hinder the path to nibbana. Tana prefers the birth, aging and death of samsara. And it hinders path and fruit. In the Dhammapada, the Buddha compared tana to a mother and avijja to a father. This analogy by the Buddha was profound and penetrative with contemplation. 3. Nirodha Sakka, the noble truth of the cessation of dukkha. 1. Nisaranatta, nisarana atha, escaping from dukkha. Escape from the three rounds of existence, vatas. These are, kalesa, kama and vipaka vatas. Sayadaw gave a very strong Samvega talk, and sometimes it was humorous. It is a place frees from the three rounds of existence. Only we understand beings are revolving around the three vatas and wanting to escape from them. Therefore first, I'll show how beings are in the endless cycle around the three vata. Vata means a circle, revolving like a ball is called vata. Sayadaw in a talk gave a simile of a ball player and a ball represented tana and khanda. He explained the three vatas by using the A process. His demonstration of a being tortured and oppressed by three vats was quite interesting. Beings have to suffer until their kalesas and kamas vatas are finished. I'll talk the benefits of escaping from vatas. Living beings are running around in circle, becoming nausea and dizziness. But they are not tired and happy about with it. After beings are dying and dying and changing heads to heads, he gave some stories of changing heads. Some people only know about the evolution but not the revolution. They taught us that men developed from monkeys. But they don't know men also can be in the evolution or degenerate into monkeys. Both are including in the law of karma. Now human beings are at the point of the evolution stage. People don't want to be free from dukkha. There are three crazy types for those three vatas. Ragaumataka, lunatics of lust, dosaunmataka, lunatics of aja and mohaumataka, lunatics of delusion. 2. Vivikata, vivika atha, seclusion. It has the secluded nature. They are in disturbances with the impermanence if you look at mind and body with nana eyes. It will be very clear about them with the practice, i.e., Sankhata and Asankhata or mind, body and nibbana. If you practice with the contemplation of feeling and it includes Sittanupassana and Dhammanupassana. The lifespan of a feeling is only 1 and 2. At 1 is arising and at 2 is vanishing. It's during the one mind moment. Contemplation of feeling arises in the body and the contemplative mind, nana, arises at Manayatana, mind base. At the time of contemplation we'll see its non-existence. Vipassana has to be made effort. You have to think and to be mindful. It needs a lot of effort in the practice to see impermanence. Therefore, you have to work hard and persevere in the matter of seeing Nibbana. When in Nibbana, it's not tired. At the time of seeing Anicca is seeing disturbances. Free from disturbances is Nibbana. With Vipassana knowledge, Nana, becoming more mature, you see Anicca in details with more disturbances. Don't say about seeing and knowing Nibbana. If you don't see the disturbances of impermanence, even can't speculate about it, i.e., Nibbana. It's better to see a lot of impermanence and have strong disenchantment with it. With these and rise up to the knowledge of not wanting it. At the time, if you can make the decision, as it's real dukkha, all the impermanences come to an end with a blip. Because of the disappearance of defilements and impermanences also disappear. The path knowledge is seeing the no disturbances. It is not the mind cutting off kalesas. It's the eight path factors doing the job. The mind is including as co-nascence conditions, sahajitapakayo. Don't take Nibbana as seeing the nothingness. The Nibbana, death of kalesa, has the nature of good looking at it. The nature of good staying only comes with the passing away of the arahant, i.e., parinibbana. We should not take it literally. Although the arahant's mind is pure, he still has the burdened body. Parinibbana is the complete cessation of the five burdened khanda with complete freedom. If you are looking at whichever place of the 31 realms of existence, you will only find disturbances with Anicca. These are the causes of defilements, kalesas. It's free from the disturbances of kalesa that Nibbana is clear away of all other things. In Nibbana, there is not the mind and body as we have. If you ask, it is the mind or the body. The answer is mind dharma, nama dharma. It's not the kind of nama, mind, dharma which has the arising, presence and dissolution, upada, titi and bhanga. It's the place where the enlightened yogis are frequently taking enjoyment in it. This is the place where the dharma of Nibbana is leading there. These dharmas have to incline towards it. Our mind, nama, has to incline towards the objects, i.e., the worldly mind. The other minds, i.e., supramundane mind or fruitions, have to incline towards Nibbanic mind, nama. Someone entering into the attainment of cessation, Nirodha Samapatti or cessation of perception and feeling, Sannavadaitanirodha, can incline his, her mind to Nibbana for 7 days. The Nama Dharma of Nibbana and the fruition knowledge are arising together without separation. Sayadaw gave the following example. In the center of Mandalay Zay, Cho Baza, there is a big clock tower. All the cars come from whichever directions have to look at the clock there. It's like this clock. In the same way yogis experienced Nibbana and it was impossible for them not to see it again. It's the best of the best. All Ariyas, if they have free of time and always inclining towards it. Why is that? Because it gives you comfort. Therefore you can call it happiness, sukha. The Buddha defined it as the supreme happiness. Transcend all worldly happiness including jhana. All worldly matters give you dukkha, but Nibbana has the characteristic of happiness, peace and joy. Is Nibbana has the body or not? If it has the body, must has to be changed and perished. If without the body, and how can it stays put? It has no body, no form, no shape and no image. By looking at it is happy and peaceful. This is someone still has the body, still alive with the body. It is a very special place. Nibbana is the noblest thing. The worldlings also ought to like it, that is, without dukkha it's the best thing for the Buddha. Therefore there are no other things better than that. 3. Asankata-ta, asankata-atta, unconditioned. Sayadaw explained sankata dukkha and asankata nibbana in a very skillful way. He could talk about conditioned dharma in worldly life with penetration. So, we can see the foolishness and stupidity of human beings. Conditioned phenomena are really dukkha. But all living beings are like a blind elephant pushing blindly through the very thick and dangerous forest. It's quite a tragedy. Nibbana is free from continuous conditioning and originally stable nature. Everything under the conditioning ends up with dissolution. Only you understand the conditioned nature and prefer the unconditioned. The five khandhas survive and arise with the conditions of kama, citta, uttu and ahara, action, mind, temperature and food. Therefore the conditions are masters and the five khandhas are slaves. Someone can clear away sankhata dharma will see asankhata. This is looking at its nature. Nibbana has the nature of peacefulness. The path factors look at it also peaceful because it has no kalesas. This is arriving at Nibbana with inclining. The real arriving is only becoming an arahant and passing away. At once time the Buddha with a monk ascended on a mountain and both of them were looking down to the very deep cliff. The monk exclaimed as it was very terrifying. But the Buddha responded to him as not knowing the truth was more terrifying than that. This only died once, but if you didn't know the truth would die again and again. And then Sayadaw explained about many different types of khandha dukkha came from the conditioning. Every Buddhist should understand about dukkha intellectually and reflect on it very often. If not, our knowledge on dukkha is still on the animal level. Understand rightly on dukkha, develop love, compassion and wisdom. In the commentary mentioned three kinds of dukkha. There only took sankhara dukkha as paramatta dukkha. Except dukkha dukkata, the other two, sankhara dukkata and viparinama dukkata, can be used as conventional and ultimate dukkhas. Here Sayadaw was using the sankhara dukkha as the conventional dukkha to explain many things in life. It gives the sense of strong samvega. This body is not good, so we have to make correction of it. Every day we have to condition it in many different ways. Even we take these things as a pleasure, the power of ignorance. Today I'll talk about the quenching, nibbuta, nature of Nirodhasaka. He gave the example from the Agavaka Sutta. Nibbana Dharma is like the fuels finished and the fire extinguished. No khandhas left behind, both mind and body. It's only staying with quenching. The cycle of samsara is with fuels and fire going together. Therefore the nature of Nibbana is quenching and clear, because of no aggregates. Jhanas are peaceful but has body, so not clear away with things. 4. Amitata, amata atta, deathless. With the khandhas every living being brings with them aging, sickness and death. They are like torturers and the khandhas are sufferers. Beings are always burning with 11 kinds of fire. Lobha, dosa, moha, aging, sickness, death, soka, parideva, dukkha, domanasa and upayasa. Nibbana has no aging and death, and always exists. Khandhas are like a poisonous tree. The nature of aging and death poisons exists together with the khandhas. The oppressed khandhas and the oppressive dharmas are going together. Here Sayadaw talked about feelings in an extensive way. Living beings are sinking in the pleasant feelings, like the ants are sinking and sticking in honey. Everyday beings are doing things for enjoying in pleasant feelings. Feeling is like the poison and a murderer. If you looking at the DA process and will find that because of feeling and tana, upadana and kama come to be. Sayadaw ended his talk with the contemplation of feeling. Seeing impermanence of feeling is seeing your own death. After comes disenchantment, its ending and escape from death. It's the deathless of Nibbana, Amitatta. 4. Magga Sakka, the truth of the path. 1. Niyatata, Niyati Atta, escape from the three vatas, and leading to Nibbana. Dharma carries someone from the three vatas towards Nibbana. For this purpose Sayadaw was using Vedananupassana in practice. Contemplate to see impermanence every time when feeling arises. It's free from the three vatas while seeing impermanence every time. The contemplative mind, Magunga, arises at the mind base, Manayatana. Tana, craving, is a mental factor, Cetasika. Also it arises at the mind base. Every time Nana comes in and Tana can't arise and free from the vatas. First, seeing impermanence is a color sotapanna and will be safe from one life to the plains of misery. But at near death still asana kama, death proximate kama, can come in. So near death if you can contemplate impermanence is not a problem. So, near death still can maintain the power of anicca is not becoming a problem for dying. For the maintenance of anicca we need a regular practice. Therefore, Sayadaw encouraged disciples to practice until its safety, i.e., becoming a sotapanna. Continue the contemplation to become disenchantment. Defilements die away if the knowledge of not wanting arises. With the cessation of feeling kalesa vata disappears. Sayadaw gave the example of cutting a tree. Yathabhuta nana cuts the tree at the top points, nibida nana near the base. And the path knowledge is digging out the root. 2. Hetu atha, straight towards nibbana. Magga Sakka is the straight forwards dharma and Samadaya Sakka, tana is the crooked dharma. With the comparison of both will understand them. With the straight forwards dharma and going straightly will arrive to the place. With the crooked dharma can't arrive there. By knowing the straight forwards one and can let go of the crooked one. Sayadaw using the monkey trap to express the cunning of tana. A monkey out of greed was taking the foods in a trap. It was set up by a hunter with pitch inside. Because of that the monkey's two hands, two legs and the head were sticking with the pitch, inside the trap. In the same way the five khandhas are sticking with the pitch of tana. 3. Dasanata, Dasana Atta, vision. The path leads to the vision of Nibbana and penetrate the Four Noble Truths. Sayadaw dispelled wrong view and unclosed the vision of Nibbana with the naked ascetic Kasapa Sutta. I'll explain the vision of Nibbana. If become knowledge, vidya, it is not only seeing Nibbana, but also the Four Noble Truth at the same time. Samadhi, the eyes of knowledge is better than the eyes of the Brahma gods. For seeing the Four Noble Truths is very difficult. Brahma gods can see things clearly with their divine eyes, although they can't penetrate it. If the practice not becomes the vision of Nibbana, Dasanata, and it can still fall into the dangers of misery. Sayadaw gave some examples of these dangers and urged his disciples to practice hard. After it becomes vision, dasanata and will has stability without changes. You are only going upwardly without falling down again. 4. Adhipayata, adipatiya atha, predominance, governing. Unshakable, after enlightenments, sila, samadhi and panna become adasila, adasamadhi and adapanna, higher virtuous behavior, higher concentration and wisdom. Nobody can come and destroy it. There were many stories in the time of the Buddha. Mara, the evil one, had tested his disciples and never succeeded. It will become adhipayata only by seeing nibbana, which is the ending of dukkha. It still can be fallen apart with ordinary sila, samadhi and panna when encountering with the coarse objects. For the adasamadhi, Sayadaw gave the example with Devadatta. He had jhana samadhi and psychic power, but not sama samadhi, adasamadhi, or panna samadhi. So he ended up in ruin. Sayadaw continued to talk about the influence of tanha by using the Nadi Sutta. Living beings with tanha and clinging to things which are unstable and unreliable. Devadatta was a good example. Even jhana and avina are unreliable, and no need to talk about the worldly pleasures. Sayadaw continued to talk on Sittanupassana. Whatever mind arises, contemplate impermanence. After that, continue to contemplate its disenchantment, nibbida nana, to arise. From the knowledge of impermanence to the knowledge of disenchantment is not easy. It takes a very long time to develop. But someone mature in paramita, it doesn't take very long. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 28th of December 1960. Pay your debts with knowledge. Only vipassana is the real refuge. Sayadaw told the story of Malaka Tissa, the hunter. Because of working many years as a hunter, his unwholesome kama ripened even in this life. Later, with samvega and fright, he ordained as a monk and practiced. But a lot of hindrances, restless and worry, appeared in his practice, and then he wanted to give up and back to lay life. Before disrobing, his teacher the Arahant gave him a duty to collect some wet woods and burn it down. He was not in success because it was so wet. The Arahant, with his supernormal power, showed him the hell, went there and fetched the hell fire of the size of a firefly. And then put it on the wet woods, and it burnt down instantly into ashes. Tissa was very frightened. Instead of disrobing, he worked very hard in practice and became a non-returner. All his karmic debts for hells were paid with knowledge. Hells are not ordinary and very severe and frightening. You have to pay your debts in hells with khandhas, for unwholesome kamas, if you don't practice. Among you, everyone had been there before, because you are always living with greed, hatred, delusion, envy and avarice. Then, how do you protect yourselves? Protect with the Dharma. For someone, he has not these debts and no need to teach him. But for someone, who has these debts, must practice very hard. It's not important for someone without debts and in sleep. For someone has the hell debts, should not be in sleep. You have to pay your debts with the khandhas if death comes to you earlier. If you pay them with knowledge, nana, and you will be free from debts. Paying with khandhas will never be free from it. Nibbana is the matter of knowledge. The whole day a lot of lobha, dosa and moha are arising within you. Sayadaw continued to talk on Sittanupassana system. Inside knowledge prevents the kamas not arising yet. And also it prevents kamas already had arisen. P. people had committed the five heavy kammas and the path factors will not arise. The path factors can cut off wholesome and unwholesome kammas had already done. It's not good to be in sleep for you if you have debts. And then borrow again, these debts are not good. I.e., without the practice and unwholesome mental states arise. If you discern impermanence and half of the debts are paid. At last, if you die with impermanence and will arrive heaven and become a sotapanna there. Dana, Sila, Samatha only prevent unwholesome kammas to be done. But they can't destroy unwholesome kammas that already had been done. I.e., not let the result arise for some time. There are two kinds of medicine, preventive and cure. Dana, Sila and Samatha are like the preventive medicines and Vipassana is the medicine for cure. Therefore don't let go of the preventing medicine. And also have to drink the medicine for cure. This oral medicine can exist only during the Buddha Sasana.